Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
Except it's not really another episode. It is, technically, but we've all gone skiing, possibly against our better judgment, but it does go down as work. So instead, here is a delightful compilation of all the best bits from past podcasts. On the front of the Times on Tuesday, millions of people's doing no work.
Bear goes to Luton Woods.
It says average of only 2.5 hours per day spent on education. And I thought, right, we've been doing homeschooling, we think. Our children kind of rejected the online stuff. We felt, well, it's just screen time. The teachers' hearts were in it. They were doing a fair job. But we just watching them sitting there trying to log on. We were doing really well. I've been teaching them, you've been teaching them all sorts of hands-on things and things about geography that you dimly remember about clouds. And I have been I've been trying to do them from Ladybird books. So I have been teaching them about, great lives history. So I've done William the Conqueror, Alfred the Great. I opened up Richard the Lionheart.
It was problematic.
I quickly closed it again because it's just in the Crusades, the English went off to save Christendom from the Muslims, it says, like uncritically and rather. I'm going to close that one. Okay, fine. Captain Cook, it's all about. Then we discovered Australia, a marvellous opportunity to kill everybody and plant vines. Right, won't have that. Francis Drake. Even while we were doing Francis Drake, they were talking about his statue in Plymouth and saying, yeah, we call him a privateer. Yeah, we say that he defeated the Armada. Basically sort of started the slave trade. And so, well, you can't have Francis Drake. I mean, quite reasonably, who can you have? Florence Nightingale, basically okay. King Alfred, so long ago. You know, anyway, I've been teaching this sort of dead history, but we've been doing it from sort of trying to start at 9:30 and always stopping at 12, but basically don't start till 10. So basically, we've been giving them 2 hours schooling a day. And then I read, in millions of people's doing no work, average of only 2.5 hours is what they mean. So ours...
Oh no! And those,
ours are
no,
them. Sorry, we those, have those, been failing.
Those two and a half hours a day have been blood, sweat, and tears from everyone getting them to do that.
As kids begin to go back to school, and ours are starting on Monday back, and most of the primary schools are generally starting again on
Lots
Monday.
Lots of going back on Monday. Yeah.
How about when they get back? How will we know what kids are on the same level? Our kids have been doing this weird mishmash of your kind of A-level geography and my Ladybird history and some sums that I can do, which is not very many. Mm. They'll go back. All the other kids that have been homeschooled, there should be an exam, a coming back to school exam. Yep. How much do you know? So I thought we could do an exam paper based on the things that...
Make it increasingly ridiculous and hilarious.
It'll be increasingly ridiculous, and then with a bit of luck, people will think it's hilarious. But yep. If I do, based on my lessons, in 1805, Admiral Horatio Nelson, on his ship The Victory, led the British Navy to victory against Bonaparte's evil French, despite having lost an arm and an eye. So, with one arm tied behind your back and a hand over your left eye, can you run to the end of the room and back without falling over? Go!
Right.
That sort of thing? Not funny.
No, I've just now suddenly realised why the children like doing lessons with you more than they like doing lessons with me. Right. Because you say things like... Now, with one arm behind your back and one hand over your eye, run to the one end of the room and the other.
Well, how else can you see what it would be like to be Horatio Nelson? Ideally, you'd have French people to kill. I quite enjoyed Worker Let Go for poor social media skills. Giles Corran was fired from the Times yesterday for... No, a marketing executive was unfairly dismissed by a holiday park company after bosses said she was poor at winning likes on social media. Sylvia Williams, 60, said she was put through a sham redundancy process engineered by managers to get rid of her as the business's social media profile allegedly slumped. Senior figures Lions Holiday Parks were said to be unhappy that the company had, quote, fallen behind competition and blamed the decline on Williams being in charge of its social media. I mean, look, they've gone, we need a social media campaign. Let's get that 60-year-old lady to do it. It's like, already.
Well, no, what I think the point would be, if she's, how old she is and whether she's a man or a woman or anything is all completely irrelevant. I mean, but does she have any experience? It doesn't sound like she does. It doesn't sound to me like she's madly qualified.
It's a little bit where I would go, oh, you need someone with good social media skills to run your campaign. Yeah. Allow me...
And then you could write a series of tweets at like 1 a.m. You could... Like drunk tweets.
Quite funny.
You could do drunk tweets.
So what is it? It's a holiday park company. Right. So it's come to this holiday park company.
What's a holiday park?
Lions, L-Y-O-N-S, Lions Holiday Parks.
Let's have a little look at Lions Holiday Park, shall we?
Okay. Meanwhile, I will do things like...
I wasn't going to say anything, but have a look at this little shed that they want you to stay in.
Oh, my word. Is that the staff quarters?
The inside of your holiday home.
Why has it got a triangular table? To fit, to sort of niche into the corner there by a microwave? This must be... No, come on, this is not...
I please see the story? Can I see the story?
Yeah, this can't be where anybody goes on holiday. It says, it's called 2008 Delta Santana. Start simple, start with the Santana. This is the ideal model for first-time holiday home buyers. Oh, buyers who are looking for outstanding value for money alongside spacious, practical, open, planned living. It's 31,000 quid you can buy it and it's 12 feet by 36 feet. Why, that's nearly as big as our kitchen table. Recruitment and jobs. Join the family. Ooh, vacancies. Working for us.
Vacancies, social media.
Do you like vacancies and social media?
Yeah, I think...
I'm 52. I'm probably a bit young for them.
But. Do you think you've... are you saying that you need to apply for the job as their social media?
I'm right to apply for a job as the...
Okay, fine. So column...
The first thing you need to do is get rid of these horrible trailers and buy some castles.
Yes, exactly. So...
England?
You're
holiday
going
in England.
To blah, 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 blah. It might be quite difficult to do it without being very, very rude about to...
I might sound a bit entitled with my posh holidays and all that.
Anyway, think about it. It's still quite funny.
Well, there's another job I could apply for.
Oh, yes? Tell me.
Happiness is not an emotion lawyers readily associate with the high-pressure world of city deal-making.
Oh, my God.
Many partners at such firms are paid more than £1 million a year, and newly qualified solicitors can earn starting salaries of more than £160,000. Yet stress and burnout rates are high, which is why one candidate for a top role at a magic circle firm wants to bring a little more joy to the harassed solicitors putting all-night shifts on their clients' latest mergers by creating the role of Chief Happiness Officer.
Whoa. But they've already got that sort of crap at...
It's Clifford Chance, one of the five so-called magic circle international law firms in the UK. 75 things to say to a lawyer to make them happy.
Yes. I mean, presumably they quite like being at work because otherwise they wouldn't last 6 months because all it is work.
Family life is overrated.
Yeah, yes. Family life is overrated.
Family life is overrated. Don't worry, May. I don't know my children's names either.
Exactly. The nanny's probably doing a better job.
Yeah.
Than you. There's a sale on large watches.
What?
I don't know. Don't they all wear massive watches?
No, something like, don't worry, having a big expensive car does mean you've got a big penis.
Yep. Don't worry, the fridge in the kitchen has recently been restocked with Perrier. That's the kind of thing they care about.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look on the bright side, in 3 days they'll let you go home for a shower. my mate Adrian Chang, who's now like world head of Herbert
Is
Smith,
he world king?
Regional world king global. And he was a solicitor and he was just this best mate at university. Then after university, you know, he literally would come home at 3 a.m. I shared a flat with him for a while, take off his tie, have a shower, put on a fresh tie, go back to the office. And we said, what the fuck are you, what are you doing, AD? What, he said, it's just photocopies. Most of it's just photocopies. Yeah. And it would always be his, and as he rose up the company, I said, what's going on? He's saying, it's just more important photocopy. And it was always being his, what are they called when they take, they become partners. So it's my partner. So there's a partner who wants me to do this and the thing and the thing. And then he became a partner when he was about 38 or 39. And he was still always at work all the time. And I said, what's going on, man? He said, I've got to oversee the photocopying. I don't trust their photocopying anymore. And then they moved him. He's from Singapore. They moved him back to Singapore to run the Southeast Asia finance division of Herbert
Smith. And you went to see him?
And I went to see him because I hadn't seen him for years because he'd been out there because he's too busy working ever to even come back to England. So he married a German wife, two lovely kids, everything. Yeah, life out there in Singapore is great. Food's better, whatever. And I went to see him and he's like 53 and one of the biggest lawyers in Asia. And we met up to go and have some noodles or something. He said, look, yeah, I'll be there about 7:30. I've got to get back to work. I said, but you run this entire thing. What is it? And he looked at me and he said, you know, it really is basically just photocopy. I'm slightly gutted. I bought a bicycle yesterday, and obviously we record this podcast on Wednesday, so yesterday means Tuesday. And I just thought, right, I've got to get out to it. I'll buy a bicycle. So I went down I'm not going to buy an electric bicycle because it's just more of a palaver. It's very expensive. I'm not going to do $2,000, $3,000 on it. Might be the wrong one. I've got an electric car coming as it is next week. And how many electric things can you have? And then where would I keep it? And we'd have to bring it in and charge it indoors, this great galumphing thing. I thought, well, look, I'll buy one more pedal bike before I move on to it. So I went down into town with the kids to give you a bit of space in lockdown.
Thank you, I had a lovely time.
I went down with the kids to go to the Owl bookshop, buy some books for them, buy some food for supper and get a bicycle. So I went into that one on the corner, not the big fancy one, just the one with those two Polish guys, bought a bicycle. I said, there were all these different prices. And I said to the guy, which one, tell me about them. So why is this one 500 and this one £700? And he said, it's different components. And I went, right, so do I need, because I don't really know about bikes, and I know there's cool bikes and not cool bikes and whatever, so what kind of one do I need? What about this 1,000 one? He goes, oh, much better components. And then, like, after a little while, he was basically joking. I said, wow, that's a 3,000 quid bike. He goes, oh, yeah, excellent components. And in the end, we have this kind of conversation. I said, so look, come on, mate, what do you mean components? And then he was going, well, this is carbon fork, is a thing. So, like, the fork,
yeah,
you know, it makes it lighter on the front. And I said, wait a minute, but this one hasn't got a carbon fork and it's 2,000. He goes, other components. And in the end, I bought one with like excellent components or whatever. I bought one with a stick that you could lean it on and with a thing on the back. There was one that was really, really great. And he said, this is the lightest one. This is, you know, fast bike. And he allowed me to go for it. And yeah. I met one. It was really light and fast and everything. But then it didn't have mudguards.
Right.
And obviously mudguards aren't cool, but they keep the mud off your
trousers.
Gingangs if you go through a puddle, otherwise it sprays up and whatever. And it didn't have a pannier thing and it wasn't that comfy. And then also there's a thing with bums, you know, a bit hard, yes, and all that kind of thing. So anyway, we came to an agreement about this sort of bicycle, and he charged me only about 100 quid more than it would have cost if I'd bought it online or right. anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I came back with this bicycle, and I went for a cycle, and it was really great, and I cycled and I bought it.
You cycled along, you just sort of fell to bits as you were cycling up.
That's usually what happens. No, I cycle, I get really, this is really
a
good.
A wheel just sort of spinning off, clang, 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 the mud god, clang.
I feel like there's a sort of cartoon where that happens. There is. Oh, it's an Asterix. It's an Asterix one where they buy a chariot. There's an Asterix one where they buy a chariot with a beautiful from a sort of used car salesman of the fifth of the first century BC, and it's this beautiful shiny horse with this golden chariot, and the race starts to rain, and the horse, the shiny black horse, goes white with a yellow mane and clang, and all the wheels fall off it, and it's left by the side of the road. Yep. You know, Asterix. I think we've been had.
Yes. Oblique. Yeah.
So here's some things that I think we could try. I think it's like the crapness of half measures. This thing of shutting the pubs. I mean, everyone would have written about this, but shutting the pubs at 10 o'clock. Obviously, people are saying this is bullshit. People just go home to each other's houses and spread it more. Yeah. It seems really... he's trying to do something, but... So half measures, really rubbish. Trying to make things slightly worse by shutting them at 10 o'clock. Other half measures you could do. Like, for example, no more pints, only half pints.
Yeah.
You can have fish but no chips.
I went to buy my little car. I went to buy my car at Car Giant, but I couldn't take it for a test drive. So yes. I had to take it home to find out that it's like a lawnmower. But it's fine. It's small. It'll do.
But what I love is that you bought the car anyway.
Yeah, because so they've got a returns policy.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it was very busy. There were lots of people buying cars having not test driven them. Because, like, very few people actually care how a car drives, which explains why there are so many Toyota Aygo owners around. Because I thought, oh, I'll get a Toyota Aygo because they're so popular. And then I drove mine around and I was like, oh, right. So people don't care how cars drive.
But you bought it all the way home and you came in and I said, you know, this is the first time you've ever bought a car and
yeah.
I didn't get involved and you bought your Toyota Aygo
yeah.
regardless of what I thought.
Yeah.
And you came back. And I said, how is it? And does it drive like it? And you said, it drives like a hairdryer.
Yeah.
And I said, are you going to take it back? Because you had this 2-day returns window. And you said, no. And because you couldn't face the drive back in the fucking hairdryer. So they buy this car, admittedly cheap. What was it, 5,000 quid? Less
yeah,
than 5,000 quid?
Yeah,
5,000 quid. But they've sold you a car so shit, you can't face the drive back to return
yeah.
it.
No. I love my Aygo.
There's economy.
If you don't get the clutch quite right, it does make a really funny smell. But apart from that, it's brilliant.
But I love that you were complaining about this. You said it doesn't reverse up hills. And I'm thinking, it's you that doesn't reverse up hills.
I know, it's true.
And the fact that you've been complaining, unless you get the clutch completely right, it smells. Because this is because you went out to buy the car instead of driving the car that I bought. It's three sheets of metal and a Magimix in the.
It is, yeah.
And then you really have to fucking drive it.
Yeah.
It won't. It's got that. I mean, I got in to get. Doesn't reverse uphill to go and try.
When I first turned the ignition on in front of you, you literally laughed out loud when you heard the engine.
And bear in mind that I'm the owner of an electric car, so I'm used to a car that doesn't even make any noise when you turn it on.
Yeah.
The sound of the air conditioning coming on in my electric Jag is more thrilling than the noise of your engine turning over in that Aygo.
Yeah.
And it's got those seats which.
What, my seats in my Aygo?
The seats in the Aygo.
Yeah, yeah. That smell just like old sweat and rain. I love it because it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But it's like sitting on a cardboard box and you
sit there brilliant.
With this steering wheel in your, this sort of hard, shiny little steering wheel in your hand.
Only in
It's
only
like
London,
one of the cars I used to make out of. Old
yeah.
fridge boxes, cardboard boxes for the kids when they were like just cut it with a bread knife and draw headlights on the front of it.
Exactly. I don't understand how the headlights and write
work. Car on it. Just
car
if people be in any doubt of what it was.
Car one.
Literally, if they hadn't written car on the side of your Aygo, you'd have literally
thought Melissa,
it was a kettle.
Melissa said it looked like a baby's.
What?
Melissa said it looked like a baby's trainer. And
particularly because you bought a red one.
And Mary said it looked like a freshly painted fingernail.
And you bought this red car. And he said, it'd be really good because I can see it in car parks.
Yeah, it is. But there are so many other red Aygos.
And in our road, though, there's all these kind of sort of black and grey people carriers. A little red Aygo, which looks like someone's just left an apple by the side of the road. There'll be more from Esther and me in our kitchen after a short interlude. But to find out what I wrote about in the end, why not pick up a subscription to The Times and The Sunday Times and enjoy 1 month absolutely free? Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran has no idea. I've been promised that this will take you to an amazing offer, rather than just a website created by Ben randomly containing all my broadcasting mistakes. Although I'm sure that exists somewhere, it's just going to be up to you to find it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My cup runneth over with stories for you today, Charles.
I thought you had nothing.
No, I do have something. I was just pretending I hadn't done any homework.
I've got 21 stories.
That's too many. You failed to edit your stories. That's what you've done there. No, what I would like to do is say hello to Dave, the driver for Net-a-Porter's premium service, who came to collect some things I didn't want from Net-a-Porter yesterday. And Dave was very nice. He had the bearing of X-Forces. Am I right, Dave? I'm thinking the signalers, engineers. And he came to collect...
He was all in black. He was about all in 57. Black.
Yep.
Of course, stockily built. I mean, you know, he's...
He was a proper bloke.
You didn't think he was just like delivering some whoopsie fashion stuff,
no.
Did you?
No, I thought he'd come to kill you. I thought he had come to kill me, which is why I'm pretty sure he was sort of X-Forces. And as you know, the army is like my favourite thing. And actually, I shouldn't say that. This makes it sound really weird, doesn't it? But I don't know. Anyway.
No, it's not as weird as if you said serial killers in prison are my favourite thing. Clearly, you write
They're
today.
They're my next favourite thing. And he said that he listened to the podcast. So I was.
He did.
Say,
I was there.
Thank
Love the
you.
Podcast, he said.
Love the podcast. Thank you, Dave. For listening to the podcast, and thank you for coming to get my stuff from Net-a-Porter.
That was yesterday when you were so excited about him coming there and your bag and your Net-a-Porter that you were advancing towards him with this bag, and he'd already said sometime before if you could just leave it on the floor there. And I was saying, and you had no ears to me because you never listened to me because of one of the things that lockdown, you've sort of grown skin over your ear holes whenever I'm speaking.
Yep.
And you had no, and I was saying, darling, he said put the bag down, and he'd said about 3 times put the bag, and you were just advancing on him with these bags.
Yeah.
These were returns, I should say.
Returns, yeah.
Because you all the stuff, because when in a minute the doorbell goes ping.
No, I haven't. Oh, actually, no, I have.
You see, when in a minute the doorbell goes ping, brr, and then you wander off, and we do that thing where I keep on talking while you've gone, and we hear you, and Ben leaves it in, and the whole podcast gets called Who's at the Door Again? Things will be delivered, but then eventually Dave comes and takes them back. But listen, skipping back to your idea for a column, yes, the fucking doorbell!
What is it?
Sorry to shout, I've scared the kittens. It's just absurd. Unless it's someone with my cat... That's such a loud doorbell. They'll think it's a sound effect.
Hey, thanks a lot.
No, no, no.
I think the Jackie Weaver story is unbelievable. I thought it was completely boring and stupid. The most recent...
I don't even know what it is. Our problem with Jackie Weaver is we just sort of missed it. So I've never seen...
I didn't miss it, I just wasn't interested.
I've never seen this thing she did.
Yeah, that happened to me with the Percy Pig thing and Boris Johnson. Suddenly the papers were just full of Percy Pig references or Daddy Pig.
It happened to me with Northern Ireland. I didn't get the beginning of that. It started basically, you know, Bloody Sunday and shit when I was about three. And by the time I was new sentient, it was so complicated that I just skipped.
Yeah.
The same thing. So I got the Gulf War I was in at the beginning, but I never got Kosovo. I was like, I literally, there was a test match on when Radovan Karadzic did his thing, and I didn't really notice. And suddenly they using his name as if you already knew, and I didn't.
Having read.
Do you want another example?
Go on.
Well, were you about to say something?
I was going to say, having read the two foremost literary works on both Kosovo and Northern Ireland, it is really, really, really complicated.
Are they the same?
And they're not the same. And if you every time I think about Ireland or I think about Kosovo, I have to go right back to the beginning to remind myself what the original beef was.
Mine was always the main thing with Northern Ireland for me was being Jewish. I've never understood the difference between a Catholic and a Protestant. So I don't understand what the beef is. So I would have to go, right, okay, so the what? And it was really complicated. Even I remember being at university and doing Joyce, doing Dubliners, which was about, and there was a lot, it was all about Michael Collins and that lot, and Eamon Ting, and the IRA, which then was about the liberation of Ireland. And I said, the Catholics, do they live in the north or the south? And the Catholics are the ones who do like the Pope. And it was like never eat shredded wheat. Okay, it's never good. Catholics, Pope,
Protestants. Just sort of bare
part
churches.
Of basically
no
British.
Fun.
Some of them want to be because we're Protestant or something.
Yeah.
So, and Jackie Weaver, I have it with Anglo-Saxon Shawfords. I still feel, because I swapped classes in 1978 from Upper 4W to Upper 4G, and I went in and Upper 4G had already done Anglo-Saxon Shawfords. So then when it came to the exam and it said write about Anglo-Saxon Shawfords, I couldn't because I didn't know what they were. I still don't. I felt really defensive. The whole of British history now I feel slightly uneasy about.
I think you could get a column out of that. I missed Jackie Weaver just like I missed Anglo-Saxon Forger. And then you think you've missed out the whole of Northern Ireland, too complicated. I wasn't paying attention when... I do understand the Falkland Islands, but you could do that as well. If Falkland Islands was bang on your era, you would have been... Wait, hang on.
82. That was easy.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What, the Falkland Islands,
you were 13.
Right, yeah, I was 12 because my prep school was twinned with HMS Invincible.
Really?
Yeah, it could have been really confusing if they'd accidentally sent the whole prep school to the Malvinas to fight our battle.
Is HMS Invincible, isn't that a boat?
Yes. And fuck's sake! I mean, what's the bit you missed about the history of the world, Navy?
How is a prep school in Belsize Park linked to a ship? Twinned with a ship?
Well, we were twinned with it. We had a relationship with the... we provided small boys to the Royal Navy. It's going to be a long trip to the Malvinas. It's 48 days on a boat, but here's the whole of 4G. Giles Corran in his PE kit to keep the boys amused below decks. It was a sort of historical. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you're on an aircraft carrier going from here to the football land and you had Sam on board? What time's dinner?
Yeah,
he's picking me up from cricket.
Yeah.
we were twinned with them. I guess there was some back in the day. You know, I imagine that the Admiral of the Fleet had been at the hall or something like that. And we used to go on these trips to look at HMS Invincible, and the sailors would come and do whatever sailors do in a prep school. No, the sailors would come and like tell us about the weather. And then the HMS Invincible went off, so we were all yay because okay. And they like someone in the crew had a hall scarf on or something.
Right. Okay.
So I knew all about the Falklands.
Yeah, I think that might work. That's a good bit of kind of lateral thinking, quite surreal but good. It's a child from the Spanish nursery. It's not a cat.
I thought it was a cat being eaten by a fox.
No, that was happening last night, darling, and I chased the fox away with a broom.
We're
going to
tell the listeners why this podcast is a bit subpar.
I think it's going quite well, actually.
Ben's looking half asleep, but then he's working so hard. I'm interviewing David Baddiel here in a minute, and he's got to do that. Then he's got to go and see Amber Rudd and her daughter, yep. Flora. It's a full day.
He doesn't have to take a cat and three kittens to the vet at 2 p.m.
No, and he didn't have to take 4 hours to put his son to bed, who kept having nosebleeds. And then you came staggering in from your night out, singing with your shoes in one hand and your bra around your ears.
Falling up the stairs.
Coming in, just when Kitty had fallen asleep. Mum, oh, Sam, come to mummy. Kitty hit.
Shall we have a game of
Stepped on three of the five cats on your way up the stairs. It's been the whole time. So then we were awake, and then we fell asleep. And what did we get? Through about 3 hours sleep.
Oh my God!
So what was the first thing? 2 o'clock
It was Iris. Meow, 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 meow. Oh God, she's hungry. Okay.
Oh, because while you were out, I not only had to deal with the Sam nosebleed, Kitty wasn't a problem. The three kittens all decided to leave the basket at 3 weeks old for the first time. So they all climbed out, wandering around. I had to put barricades up in the corridor they're in so they wouldn't fall down the stairs. And then I had to keep them in there. And then we had to do all that. And then, then Iris got all upset about something because maybe they're weaning, and she came woke us up at 2.
And I fed her, and then she came back, and then I thought, oh my God, she wants to go out for a wee. So I let her out for a wee. The next thing I heard was this unholy noise.
That was 3:30 when we just nodded off again.
And the fox and a cat, very clearly Iris having a massive fight.
And normally you say, I hear that, and you go, shut up, it's just squirrels.
No, because I know the difference between...
You have this uncanny ear for the difference between a human baby and a squirrel and a cat.
No, I'm just not deaf. I can tell the difference
between
a squirrel...
Oh,
the what joke. Idiots say what?
Do they? Oh, bollocks. Hoist by my own petard. So then there's all this shouting from the garden. Not shouting, whatever. I thought
there's me coming down.
I thought it was a tramp eating of Amy.
You quadruple locked the doors. I was shaking it, trying to unlock all the...
Darling, my job is domestic security. You've quadrupled the lock, as opposed to when you just leave it open and every kind of hobo and axe murderer wanders in for breakfast.
That's no way to talk about our children.
You've been listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea with me, Giles Corran.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Wireless Studios production for The Times, produced by Ben Mitchell. To find out what I wrote about in the end, you can pick up a copy of The Times or get a digital subscription. Just search thetimes.co.uk/Giles Corran Has No Idea. You can listen to us on The Times radio app or download from wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.